Well, at this point, an update on the space shuttle Atlantis. This will be, whenever it does launch, the last space shuttle mission for NASA. At this point, we still only have a 30% chance that they will launch the shuttle because of problems with the weather right now, although the astronauts are on board. But again, this is the last space shuttle mission, whenever it happens. I welcome now Kate Rubens. Kate joined the astronaut class of 2009, and she's speaking to us now from the Kennedy Space Center. Kate, I wanted you to read. I just got this status update from one of my friends who says, I wish I was in Florida for the final shuttle launch. One bucket list item I can never achieve. I wonder if that's true for you. You're watching the possible launch of the space shuttle and thinking, there's one thing I'll never get done on my list.
Well, it's true. I mean, I'm staring out at Atlantis across the water, and she's absolutely beautiful. It's an amazing machine. But our class was brought in, actually, to be long-duration space station flyers. So we knew, as 2009 astronaut candidates, that we wouldn't be flying the shuttle. We're going to be going up to the space station. We'll be living and working there for 6 months, and we'll be flying on Russian Soyuz rockets. So to me, that would pretty much be a dream come true.
Okay, so you still get to go in space even though you don't get to go on the shuttle. Is that what you're saying?
That's true. We have a very active and vibrant space station. It's a wonderful international consortium, and there's a lot of research going on there. So this isn't the end of the manned spaceflight program for the U.S.
All right, so what's your message then? As you were growing up, as a kid dreaming, I assume, of being an astronaut, you didn't know then that you would never make it on a space shuttle mission. So what do you say to the kids out there who are thinking, dang nabbit, I missed the entire space shuttle program?
Well, the shuttle program is an amazing chapter in our history, and it's a beautiful machine and an engineering marvel. But what I say to those kids is, What vehicle are you going to design? What's going to be next? You know, we still have a thriving aerospace industry in the United States, and we are in the process of designing our next generation of vehicles. And I think that's exciting for inspiring kids who want to go into science and engineering, that they could be part of designing the next spacecraft.
Although, I mean, I'm sure you've been hearing all these dire predictions that this is the end of NASA. This is the end of American preeminence in space travel.
I don't think that's true. I think that, I'm sorry, there's a helicopter going overhead. I think that we still have an incredible program on the station, and we have a lot of research that's going on that people really don't know about. I think the focus is going to be on living and working in space, long duration, and using the space station as a platform for longer duration missions.
Kate Rubens, a former microbiologist for NASA, joined the astronaut class of 2009. All right, so Kate, is the future of real space travel going to be with places like NASA, or is it going to move into the hands of private contractors, private firms?
Well, I think ideally we're going to see a partnership between NASA and the commercial companies, where the commercial companies are going to be taking over the NASA duties of ferrying space cargo and astronauts up to the space station, leaving NASA free to explore and to really think about deep space missions, you know, asteroid, Mars missions, and pushing beyond the boundaries of low Earth orbit.
All right, so that picture then is of you catching a ride with some commercial flight, and then you can study your virulent strains of infections on the space station in comfort.
Well, we have over 200 experiments on the station. So biology is a part of it, but certainly the microbial virulence has been one of the more exciting scientific findings to come out of that. And personally, I'll take any ride I can get up there.
Kate Rubens, microbiologist, joined the astronaut class of 2009. She joins us from the Kennedy Space Center in Orlando. Thank you so much, Kate.
Thanks.